Sabbath blessing, everyone. On this Sabbath, January 27, 2024, this is our review of our Chapter 78, entitled Calvary, of our Part 9, of our Lesson 400. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And we are going to ask our dear brother to bless us once more with the Tiny Tot song entitled Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at thy throne of mercy find a sweet relief, kneeling there in deep contrition. Help my unbelief. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Trusting only in thy merit, would I seek thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit, save me by thy grace. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Thou the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me, whom have I on earth beside thee? Whom in heaven but thee? Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Amen.
Amen. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are going to ask any of the little tiny ones, by the help of their parents, elder siblings, to be able to open the review section with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Thank you, God, for this Sabbath. What's all about the land? And please accept the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall I labor and do all thy work, and the seventh day, the Sabbath of the Lord. And please accept everybody who's in the Sabbath and not in the Sabbath, because it's the Sabbath word, so we're about to learn in Jesus. Let me pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, dear ones, we are going to hear all the blessings that the little one has been in their home for their mommy, daddy, or their family, neighborhood, in whatever manner the Lord had blessed for them to become a light. Here we are going to be sharing some little heart songs from our dear little Haley and Emma, and I will give the mic to them so they can share it.
Sabbath blessing for everybody. Title
Jesus Loves Me Too by Haley Edwards. This is Jesus, this is me, I love my Heavenly Father who watches me. Every day that I wake up, I praise the Lord for everything that He did for me. Thank you, Father, for waking me up. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for shelter and shelter, food and water. Thank you for everything that you do. Amen.
Amen.
Title is Jesus is the Bible. Emma Song. Jesus is the Bible. Jesus is the Bible. Jesus is the Bible. He is the Bible for the world. He loves that. He's the Bible. We love that He's the Bible. We love that He's the Bible. The guide. The guide for the world. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And if we have any our little tiny talks in other homes that would like to be able to share, or the parents to share the little blessings that they have been in their home, may you please unmute your mic, dear ones. We are going to have another chance in the section of the testimony, and we want to give the little ones a thank you for sharing their heart song. And I hope by God's grace that the Lord will continue to place beautiful words in their hearts so they can share with their family, friends, and wherever they will be of the love of God that they have. This is the time that we are going to have a review for Tiny Tot Lessons, the story about Jesus of our chapter 16 entitled In Gethsemane Part 3. And we are going to hand it to our dear brother to share.
The Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 41, and Mark 10, 38, and 39. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. We pray so that we don't fall into temptation. That's what that means. And we want to, but sometimes we just try to fall asleep. But Jesus said unto them, ye know not what ye ask. Now this is when the boys came over and asked to be on his right hand and his left. Can ye drink of the cup that I drink of? And be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said unto him, we can, not realizing what they were saying. And Jesus said unto them, ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized withal shall ye be baptized. And they were. Next slide, please. But the disciples trusted to themselves. They did not look to the mighty helper as Christ had counseled them to do. So when the Savior was most in need of their sympathy and prayer, they were found asleep. Overcome by sleep when they should have been praying. Even Peter was sleeping. And John, the loving disciple, your back one, who had leaned upon the breast of Jesus, was asleep. Surely the love of John for his master should have kept him awake. His earnest prayer should have mingled with those of his loved Savior in the time of his, Jesus, great agony. The Redeemer had spent whole nights in prayer for his disciples, that their faith might not fail in the hour of trial. Yet they could not remain awake with him even 1 hour. Had Christ asked John or James and John, "Can you drink of the cup that I drink of and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They would not have answered so readily as they did before. "We can," in Mark 10:38 and 39. Now you can go to the next slide. The Savior's heart was filled with pity and sympathy for the weakness of his disciples. He feared that they could not endure the test which his suffering and death would bring upon them. Yet he did not sternly reprove them for their weakness. He thought of the trials that were before them and said, "Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation." Pray for strength to recognize and resist the temptation. He made an excuse for their failure in duty toward him. "The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Matthew 26:41. What an example of the tender, loving pity of the Savior. Again, the Son of God was seized with superhuman agony. Fainting and exhausted, he staggered back and prayed as he had prayed before. And now we'll go to the questions. What did the disciples do as Christ counseled? What didn't the disciples do? I'm sorry, I misread it. What didn't the disciples do as Christ counseled? Go ahead.
The answer is that they didn't look for
something like that.
Okay.
Yes, he told them to watch and pray, and they did not look to the mighty helper, which is God. Why did Christ pray for the disciples all night?
The answer is for number two, that their faith might not fail in their hour of total
of trial.
Oh, trial.
Yes. We get trials and we get temptations and somebody bumps into us and we spill things, and that's a trial. What's our reaction? If we have asked God to help us be like Jesus, then he will do it. And if we don't ask him, he won't do it. What did he say as he thought of the trials before them? He said,
"The answer is watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation.
Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. If we pray, God will help us to resist the temptations that come. And if we don't, he won't. So let's do it. Thank you for participating.
Thank you so much, dear brother. Next Sabbath, we will be reviewing part two of our lesson entitled In Gethsemane. In our tiny talk lesson book, The Story About Jesus, and that will take place February 3rd, 2024. Welcome to all the precious brethren that are joining us. It is time for our tiny talks and parents to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. And this is our topic, Moments of the Bible Review, and our dear brother Josh will be the one to share.
Sessa, Sabbath. Okay, blessings everyone, and here's today's lesson concerning the mammals of the Bible. The mammals review are Bible verses taken from the book of John chapter 4, lesson 1, a woman at a well. In verses 9 to 14 says, Then saith the woman of Samaria to him, How was it that you, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And Jesus answered and said to her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, that he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. For whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said to her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Living water. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said to her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. John 4:9-14. He who seeks to quench his thirst at the fountains of this world will drink only to thirst again. Everywhere men are unsatisfied. They want for something to supply the need of the soul. Only one can meet that want. The need of the world, the desire of all nations, is Christ. The divine grace, which he alone can impart, is as living water, purifying, refreshing, and invigorating the soul. Living water means fresh water, flowing water, or life-giving water. See Jeremiah 2:13, 17:13, Isaiah 12:3, and Revelation 22:1. Jesus did not convey the idea that merely one drop of the water of life would suffice the receiver. He who tastes of the love of Christ will continually long for more, but he seeks for nothing else. The riches, honors, and pleasures of the world do not attract him. The constant cry of his heart is more of thee. He who reveals to the soul its necessity is waiting to satisfy its hunger and thirst. Every human resource and dependence will fail. The cisterns will be empty. The pools become dry. But our Redeemer is an inexhaustible fountain. We may drink and drink again and never find a fresh supply. He in whom Christ dwells has within himself the fountain of blessing. A well of water sprayed up in everlasting life. From this source he may draw strength and grace sufficient for all his needs. The Desire of Ages, page 187. And these two pictures above are of a giant anteater, and below is a diagram of the anteater's body. There's the long pointed nose, the two inch long sticky tongue, it has no teeth, it walks on knuckles with long claws pointed backwards, and it has a very long tail. Yeah. And it says here, in this text, creature features. The annual scientific name is Myrmecophaga tridactyla. Its size is the length and body of tail is up to 10 feet. Its height is up to 2 feet, and it weighs up to 86 pounds. Its habitat is in the open areas of Central and South America. Its prey are ants and termites, and its lifespan is up to 25 years. By the nose, the giant anteater always follows its long nose. The creature's sense of smell is 40 times better than that of a human, and it can find ant and termite colonies simply by sniffing. And stay sharp. Sharp 4-inch claws on the anteater's front feet are good for digging and also for slashing at enemies when cornered. This mammal walks on its knuckles so that it doesn't dull these vital tools. But the giant anteater is always sticking its nose into something, mainly anthills and termite mounds. This strange-looking creature's long snout is a super sniffer. It helps the anteater smell prey and also holds a long sticky tongue that's perfect for nailing scurrying insects. Curving claws help the anteater dig into tough terrain where ants or termites might be hiding. Giant anteaters have some of the biggest claws of any mammal, so they walk on the knuckles with the claws curled under. And this next lesson is about bats. Nature, bats. In Palestine, the land of the Bible times, there are many mammals. One mammal that you might be confused with a bird is a bat. Why? Probably because it flies. Who's talking about this unusual mammal this week? Remember, a mammal has these characteristics. 1, warm-blooded. 2, has a backbone. 3, 2 pairs of limbs. 4, more or less complete covering of hair. 5, feeds its babies with milk. 6, most give their young protection and training. And 7, mammals have a larger, more well-developed brain than other animals. And here in this diagram is morphology. With their forelimbs adapted as wings, and they are the only mammals capable of true and sustained flight. In the middle is the diagram of the bat's body. There are the ears, the tragus, the thumb, the fingers, the wrist, the knee foot, the interformal membrane, which is the leather for its wings, and the tail. And the arms, and here's the, on the bottom left is the arm skeletal similarity with bats. There's the humerus, which is the main arm part. The radius, which is the forearm. The ulna, which is like an elbow. The carpals and the metacarpals, which are like the fingers for the bat. And below is, is a diagram of the arm bones for us. There's the humerus, the radius, the carpals, metacarpals, which are the fingers and knuckles, and the ulna. An energy saving mechanism. Says here they, or bats, have a locking system of the tendons that retract the legs to hang upside down and not get tired or waste energy. This allows them to endure the hibernation period. Continuing reading for the mammal topic of our Tiny Talks lesson. Okay, chapter 19, at Jacob's Well, part 2. Jesus did not immediately answer the question in regard to himself, but with solemn earnestness he said, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." Desire of Ages, page 187, paragraph 1. He who seeks to quench his thirst at the fountains of this world will drink only to thirst again. Everywhere men are unsatisfied. They long for something to supply the need of the soul. Only one can meet that want. The need of the world, the desire of all nations, is Christ. The divine grace which he alone can impart is as living water, putrefying, refreshing, invigorating the soul. The Desire of Ages, page 187, paragraph 2. Jesus did not convey the idea that merely one draught of the water of life would suffice the receiver. He who tastes of the love of Christ will continue long for more, but he seeks for nothing else. The riches, honors, and pleasures of the world do not attract him. The constant cry of his heart is, more of thee, and he who reveals to the soul its necessity is waiting to satisfy its hunger and thirst. Every human resource and dependence will fail. The cisterns will be empty. The pools become dry. But our Redeemer is an inexhaustible fountain. We may drink and drink again and ever find a fresh supply. He in whom Christ dwells, he in whom Christ dwells was within himself the fountain of blessing, a well of water springing up in everlasting life. From this source he may draw strength and grace sufficient for all his needs. The Desire of Ages, page 187, paragraph 3. As Jesus spoke of the living water, the woman looked upon him with wondering attention. He had aroused her interest and awakened a desire for the gift of which he spoke. She perceived that it was not the water Jacob's to which he referred, for this she can use continued drinking and thirsting again. Sir, she said, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. The Desire of Ages, page 187, paragraph 4. Jesus now abruptly turned the conversation. Before the soul could receive the gift he longed to bestow, she must be brought to recognize her and her sin and her Savior. He saith unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. She answered, I have no husband. Thus she hoped to prevent all questioning in that direction. But the Savior continued, thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had 5 husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that sayest thou true. The Desire of Ages, page 187, paragraph 5. The listener trembled. A mysterious hand was turning the pages of her life history, bringing to view that which she had hoped to keep forever hidden. Who was he that could read the secrets of her life? There came to her thoughts of eternity, of the future judgment, when all that is now hidden shall be revealed, and its light, conscience, was awakened. Desire of Ages, page 187, paragraph 6. Review our 3 bonus questions. Question 1, what question did the woman ask of Jesus? We'll find the answer in John 4:9. And question 2, what was Jesus' kind answer to the woman's question? The answer is in John 4:10. And 3, what did Jesus tell the woman about the water in this well? What kind of water did Jesus offer the woman? You can find the answers in John 4:13-14. Now, return the mic back to Mama.
Amen. Praise the Lord, and thank you so much, dear Brother Josh. And remember, little ones, Savior, hear my humble cry. While another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are just joining us. Our opening song is a hymn entitled Covered with His Life. You can also find it in the hymn book in number 412. If you would like to share the hymn with us, dear ones, you may unmute your mic to do so. Look up on Jesus, sinless he, Father impute his life unto me. My life of scarlet, my sins and woe, cover with his life whiter than snow. Cover with his life whiter than snow. Fullness of his life, then shall I know. My life of scarlet, my sin and woe, cover with his life whiter than snow.
Deep are the wounds transgression had made. Red are the stains, my soul is afraid. Oh, to be covered, Jesus, with thee, safe from the law that now judgeth me. Cover with his life whiter than snow, fullness of his life, then shall I know. My light of scarlet, my sin and woe,
cover with his light whiter than snow.
Longing the joy of hearten to know, Jesus holds out of robe white as snow. Lord, I accept it, leaving my own. Gladly I wear thy pure life alone. Covered with his life, whiter than snow, fullness of his life, then shall I know. My life of scarlet, my sin and woe, covered with his life, whiter than snow.
Reckoned but by his death on my sins, justified by his life pure and clean, sanctified by obeying his word, glorified when returneth my Lord, covered with his life, whiter than snow, fullness of his life, then shall I know. My life of scarlet, my sin and woe, covered with his life, whiter than snow.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the precious family that are just joining in. If anyone of the elder sibling, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open a review family section, may you please unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Father, blessings to everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning. Maybe at the window, we're going to memory the people that came through us last year, and they can come back on Spring 7. In the 7 days, to keep it holy, 6 days, shine and labor. In the 7 days, we come unto the Lord. Thou shalt not do any work. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Our opening scripture for our review lesson is taken from Sunlight Sound Studio, entitled Behold He Cometh, Memory Verse CD, of the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verses 5 through 6, also chapter 4, verse 8, 11, margin. The Lord. So what have we learned and ways we have grown this week? Before we hear the questions answered, and if you want to share anything before we continue in our study, we are going to take a little minute to reread last Sabbath, part 1 of our title, Calvary, part 9, in our study book, The Desire of Ages. Anyone of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph or a continuation, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Oh, The Desire of Ages.
The Desire of Ages.
Page 755.
Okay, go ahead. The Spear.
Spotless.
Spotless. Son.
Mm-hmm.
Son of God.
Mm-hmm. Hung.
Hung.
Upon.
Upon the Christ.
Cross.
Cross.
Mm-hmm.
With.
His.
His.
Flesh.
Flesh.
Lacerated.
Lacerated.
With.
With.
Stripes.
Stripes.
Those hands.
Those hands.
So often.
Often.
Reached.
Reached.
Out.
Out.
In blessing.
In blessing.
Nailed.
Nailed
to the wooden bars.
To the wooden bars.
Those feet.
Those feet.
So tireless.
So tireless.
On ministries.
On ministries.
Of love.
Of love.
Spite.
Spite.
To the tree.
To the tree.
That royal.
That royal.
Head.
Head.
Pierced.
Pierced.
By the crown.
By the crown.
Of thorns.
Of thorns.
Those quivering lips.
Those quivering lips.
Shaped.
Shaped. To. The.
Cry.
Cry. Of.
Woe.
Woe.
Next
light, please.
Okay, thank you, Emma.
The Desire of Ages. The Desire of Ages, page 755. Continuing in all that he,
endured.
He endured the blood drops that flowed from his head and his head, his hands, his feet, the agony that racked his
frame,
and the
Unutterable.
Unutterable. English.
English.
English that filled his soul at hiding, at the hiding of his father's face, speaks to each child of humanity.
Declaring
it is for thee that the Son of God
consent
to bear this burden of guilt. Next slide, please.
Continuing the reading. For thee, he spoils the domain of death and opens the gate of paradise. He who stilled the angry waves and walked the foam-caped billows, who made devils tremble and disease flee, who opened the blind eyes and called forth the dead to life, offers himself upon the cross as a sacrifice. And this from love to thee. He, the sin-bearer, endures the wrath of divine justice, and for thy sake becomes sin itself. The Desire of Ages, page 755, paragraph 1.
The Desire of Ages, page 756. In silence, the beholders watched for the end of the fearful scene. The sun shone forth, but the cross was still enveloped in darkness. Priests and rulers looked toward Jerusalem, and lo, the dense cloud had settled over the city and the plains of Judea. The Son of Righteousness, the light of the world, was withdrawing his beams from the once favored city of Jerusalem. The fierce lightnings of God's wrath were directed against the fated city. There, the Desire Pages, page 756, paragraph 1.
Suddenly the gloom lifted from the cross, and in clear, trumpet-like tones that seemed to resound throughout creation, Jesus cried, "It is finished. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." A light encircled the cross, and the face of the Savior shone with a glory like the sun. He then bowed his head upon his breast and died. Desire of Ages, page 756, paragraph 2.
Go ahead.
The Desire of Ages, page 756. Amid the awful darkness, apparently forsaken of God, Christ had drained the last dregs in the cup of human woe. In those dreadful hours, he had relied upon the evidence of his father's acceptance heretofore given him. He was acquainted with the character of his father. Next slide, please.
The Desire of Ages, page 756, continuing. He understood his justice, his mercy, and his great love. By faith he rested in him whom he had ever been his joy to obey. And as in submission he committed himself to God, the sense of the loss of his father's favor was withdrawn. By faith, Christ was victor. Desire of Ages, page 756, paragraph 3. On the side it says, I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation, lo, I have not refrained my lips. O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Psalms 40, verses 8 through 10, King James Version.
The Desire of Ages, page 756. Never before had the earth witnessed such a scene. The multitude stood paralyzed and with the bated breath gazed upon the Savior. Again darkness settled upon the earth, and a hoarse rumbling like heavy thunder was heard. There was a violent earthquake. The people were shaken together in heaps. The wildest confusion and consternation ensued. Next slide, please. Continuing, in the surrounding mountains, rocks were rent asunder and went crashing down into the plains. Sepulchres were broken open, and the dead were cast out of their tombs. Creation seemed to be shivering to atoms. Priests, rulers, soldiers, executioners, and people, mute with terror, lay prostrate upon the ground. The Desire of Ages, page 756, paragraph 4.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Let us consider this verse for our review section, taken from 1 Peter 3:15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that ask you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. What have we learned and ways we have grown? Here we have the questions that we had reserved from the first part of our lesson in last Sabbath. We are going to reread it for those that may not be able to have access to the screen. And if you are moved to be able to share your answer or to help the children, you can unmute to be able to do so. Number one is, who is the main characters? Number two, what is the main idea for this section of our story? Number three, where did the story take place? Number four, when did the story begin? Number five, how could you relate to the story? And the last one is, what do you learn from this lesson? Who would like to take the first one, dear ones?
Mm-hmm. Who is the main character or characters?
Jesus.
And who else, Chrissy?
Disciple.
Good job.
The answer to question two, what is the main idea for this section of our story? When Jesus gives up the ghost and finally dies.
I believe it takes place, number three, takes place on Calvary, on the cross.
The answer to question four, when did the story begin? This part starts with the spotless Son of God hung upon the cross.
that answer? Yes. We at number five, how could you relate to the story? I think everyone could relate to the story of Jesus on the cross. Like, we basically all have a cross that we have to bear. And being that Jesus is our example, the person that emulates the character that we are supposed to follow in this life, I guess our story gonna follow Jesus' story. We all gonna be on that cross, or we have to go through some form of a cross that we have to bear. I basically connect to that.
No, Mom.
Jeremiah would like to answer number six. What did you learn from this lesson? Let's speak up so I can hear you.
Jesus.
And what did Jesus do?
Pray.
And what else? He prayed for us while he was on the cross?
Yes.
Good job.
Amen. Lord, is there anyone who would like to be able to share their answer? You may unmute your mic, dear ones. Well, what I learned from this lesson is I am so grateful that the Lord was the one that went before us and showed us how to be able to meet our trials and tribulation. We pray that whenever we are coming through something that is extremely difficult, or whatever circumstances that we may be able to experience, that the Holy Spirit would bring to our remembrance what the Lord had done for us, that we would take courage to remember that as He laid Himself for the purpose of all our sins, that we can be able to do so as well for the love we have for Him. And this is what I have learned, and I'm hoping by God's grace that I will be as faithful as He would have wanted us to be in that very hour and moment in our lives. Is there anybody else that would like to share? We are going to continue. Thank you so much, dear ones, for sharing. We have thoughts and poems and also special music. And our talk is taken from a Spirit of Prophecy devotional book entitled That I May Know Him, on page 235, paragraph 1 through 5, entitled The Mighty Deliverer. The opening scripture for our reading is taken from Isaiah 65, Verse 2, King James Version, and it reads, I have spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, which walked in a way that was not good, after their own thoughts. And this was taken from the devotional book, page 381, and we are going to read now from paragraph 1 through 4. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear one? May you unmute your mic to do so.
The Lord God through Christ holds out His hand all the day long in invitations to the needy. He will receive all. He welcomes all. He rejects none. It is His glory to pardon the chief of sinners. I apologize. He will take the prey from the mighty. He will deliver the captive. He will pluck the brands from the burning. He will lower the golden chain of His mercy to the greatest depths of human wretchedness and guilt, and lift up the debased soul contaminated with sin. But man must will to come and cooperate in the work of saving his soul by availing himself of opportunities given him of God. The Lord forces no one. The spotless wedding robe of Christ's righteousness is prepared to clothe the sinner, but if he refuses, he must perish. TMK, that I may know him. 235, paragraph 2.
The record of the past can be blotted out with his, Christ, blood, the page made clean and white. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Isaiah 1:18.
The words falling from the lips of Jesus, thy sins be forgiven thee, are worth everything to us. Matthew 9:2, he saith, I have borne your sins in my own body on Calvary's cross. He sees your sorrows. His hand is laid upon the head of every contrite soul, and Jesus becomes our advocate before the Father and our Savior. The lowly, contrite heart will make very much of forgiveness and pardon. From That I May Know Him, page 235, paragraph 4. And I'll just read the last sentence. We may repeat his tender compassion for us to others who are wandering in the mazes of sin.
The grace of Christ revealed to us must be tenderly revealed to others. A great tenderness and compassion will fill the soul for human beings who are still under the control of Satan. Christ is to be multiplied in every man and woman who believes in him, for they are to live over the life of Christ in blessing and enlightening and bringing hope and peace and joy to other hearts.
The second part of our reading is taken from Councils on Health, page 202, paragraph 1. And the title is Open the Windows of the Soul. Who would like to take the paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
The burden of sin, with its unrest and unsatisfied desires, lies at every foundation of a large share of the maladies the sinner suffers. Christ is the mighty healer of the sick soul. Oh, sin sick soul. These poor afflicted ones need to have a clearer knowledge of him whom to know aright in life, his life, my glasses, I can't see, his life eternal. They need to be patiently and kindly yet earnestly taught how to throw open the window. Mm-hmm. Next slide, please. Okay, next slide. Okay. All right. And let the sunlight of God's love comes in to illuminate the darkness, the darkened chambers of the mind. The most exalted spiritual truth may be brought home to the heart by the things of nature. The birds of the air, the flowers of the field in their glowing beauty, the springing grain, the fruitful branches of the vine, the trees putting forth their tender buds, the glorious sunset, the crimson clouds, the predicting fair morrow, the reincarnation, my glasses, the problem, oh, dear brothers and sisters, I'm sorry, the recurring season, all these many teach us precious lessons of truth and faith. Thank you. God bless you. Amen.
The imagination has here.
Okay.
The imagination has here a fruitful field in which to range. The intelligent mind may contemplate with the greatest satisfaction those lessons of divine truth which the world's Redeemer has associated with the things of nature. Counsels on Health, page 202, paragraph 1. Christ sharply reproved the men of his time because they had not learned from nature the spiritual lessons which they might have learned. All things, animate and inanimate, express to man the knowledge of God. Next slide, please. The imagination has here a fruitful field in which to range. The intelligent mind may contemplate with the greatest satisfaction those lessons of divine truth which the world's Redeemer has associated with the things of nature. Counsels on Health, page 202, paragraph 1.
Christ sharply reproved the men of his time because they had not learned from nature the spiritual lessons which they might have learned. All things, animate and inanimate, express to man the knowledge of God. The same divine mind that is working upon the things of nature is speaking to the minds and hearts of men and creating an inexpressible craving for something they have not. The things of the world cannot satisfy their longing.
Testimonized for the Church, Volume 4, paragraph 579-580, from the year 1881, and from Councils of Health, page 202, paragraph 2. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, and thank you, dear ones. Now we are going to have the second part of that poem that we had begin from our last section. It's entitled The Brother's Love, taken from Children Activity Book, Year 2, Quarter 4, Lesson 1 from page 12, from the Sunlight Education Ministry, Homeschooling from the Bible. Who would like to take the first one, dear ones? May you unmute the mic.
Number one.
Oh.
Go
ahead. The
is
the creature's
love
to
of
the
brother's
heart and joy is the
brothers
brown
mouth. What is this?
Skin.
What is this? What is this?
Muscles.
Arms.
And
tenders
the
glance
of the
sisters.
Fair and
so
carefully
shielded
from
harm. Jeremiah
number two.
Chrissy, Jeremiah, and where are you? Come here.
Read.
I know these words.
And
what. You have to come here so you can see it.
And what when
will
you
learn
for
from
the
simple
things.
Dear
child, and can you
tell
me what
thou
then dost give me your ears
wide
the
lesson
is I
read
for it and
darling
forget
it
not.
While the lesson I read, and darling, forget it not. Be kind. Have love in your hearts. Be helpful to sister or brother. Take this as your motto wherever you go. 'Tis a good one. Love one another.
Number 4. For such were the words the disciple spake. The disciple, beloved of his Lord, go. Treasure it up in your mind and hearts, this command of the Holy Word.
Love one another.
Wherever you go.
No, go ahead.
Love one another wherever you go. Oh, children, be kind, be true. Love one another in grief, in joy, in whatever you do.
Whatsoever
you do.
Love one another for his dear sake, who died for the love he bore you. And so shall his loving benediction forever hover o'er you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear ones. And our special music is taken from Scripture, Sing a Song, in the section Character Building, taken from the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 32.
And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. Even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. And be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. Even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Ephesians 4:32.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I know we're over for some little minutes. So if you have any testimony that you would like to share, we can have it either in between the services or after the services. I have one, but I'm going to do it at the end of the services today by God's grace. Is there anybody else that would like to be able to have a testimony? It's 1:40, so we can be able to do it a little bit later. So we have come to the ending of our review, dear ones, and I will update this particular review that has the children's heart sung and also the date that was in the story time. It needs to be updated as well. So you will be receiving the update of this PowerPoint by God's grace. So next week, we will continue with part 10. Of our lesson entitled Calvary in our study book, The Desire Ages. If anyone would like to be able to have closing prayer from our family review meeting, May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads and our knees. Dear Heavenly Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. Father, we thank you for this blessed Sabbath day. We thank you for all the lessons that we have been learning. We thank you for the review of Calvary, Father Jesus, and all the blessings that looking back at Calvary has brought to our lives, Father, showing us the example that you put forth for us and where we must travel and the things that we have to take to the cross as well. Thank you for the participation of all the little ones. Thank you for their beautiful reading. Thank you for the parents. And thank you for all the others that have not participated. We thank you, Father Jesus, for them as well. Be with us as we move on to the next section of the lessons. Bless the speaker, I pray. Be with us continuously. Provide the blessings. Keep our minds stayed on you, I pray. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. And next Sabbath, by God's grace, that will be February 3rd, 2024, we are going to have a part 10 of our chapter 78 entitled Calvary, and that lesson will be 401. May you all have a blessed rest of the Sabbath, dear ones. God bless.